Cool temperatures will continue to occur across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota for another 24 hours, but a big warm-up is likely after that. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This morning, we still have some showers occurring across the northern half of Minnesota as cooler air continues to filter into the region. Temperatures this morning mostly in the 40s in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, but out to the west, we do have some upper 30-degree readings being noted in many locations and western parts of North Dakota. No frost this morning. Tomorrow morning, though, we do expect to see a surface high pressure center settling into a part of our neighbors to the east, and that is going to bring down the temperatures for a fair amount of the region. The temperatures will get down into the upper 30s across many areas in the eastern parts of North Dakota and portions of Minnesota, with some middle 30-degree readings possible in parts of Minnesota. And there is a chance for a patch or two of soft frost, but there will not be damaging conditions in the majority of the region. The surface high pressure center is expected to be centered over in Wisconsin, which is going to be too far to the east to really bring down our temperatures in a meaningful manner. Most of us will be seeing temperatures in the 40s and just a few upper 30s scattered around. Those readings that do get to the middle 30s will be fairly limited in coverage. Now, we do expect a big turnaround in the temperatures as we move forward through the balance of the weekend, with temperatures soaring back well above normal once again. We will get those temperatures back into the 80s and even some 90s in the central parts of the Dakotas as time moves along. The warmest weather is expected to occur as we get out into this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. There is not a great deal of moisture in the pipeline. We could see a few spits and spats of precipitation as we get towards the first part of next week, but early indications suggest that rain will not have a great deal of coverage or significance, and most of us will be able to continue with all of our outdoor activities without any concern about disruption. And that, of course, means that the Big Iron Farm Show in Fargo will likely proceed without any weather-related issues. I hope you'll come to the Red River Farm Network area and come hear the weather outlook for the coming few months. In the meantime, we do expect the change in weather to come up as we move forward into the second half of next week. A little bit more active pattern will likely begin to evolve with a series of weak weather disturbances coming into the region to increase the precipitation as time moves along. We will look for the first round of showers and thunderstorms to occur in the second half of next week. Early indications don't suggest a big volume of rain, but things can change as time moves along. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.